Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Like I've been saying for the last 7 months, entrepreneurs are heroes. They're heroes in the battle against unseen economic forces. They're waging war against fear, against uncertainty, against mediocrity. That's why I'm always talking to entrepreneurs here on the Everyday Hero Show, the Dino Herbert Show. I'm going to be talking to a gentleman today who is one of those everyday heroes. He is the head of Urban Professionals, which is a social networking site which is growing exponentially across the U.S. The site focuses on professionals who are looking to make connections with other business owners all over the country. In addition to online interactions, this organization has offline connections as well. And I had the opportunity to participate in those as well. Jerome Davis is the gentleman who is the creator and the chief visionary officer for Urban Professional. Are you here with me today, Jerome?
Yes, I am. Excited, fired up, and motivated.
Yes, indeed, sir. I'm so glad that you are able to join in with us today. Can you hear me okay over there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Now, you are currently residing in the Atlanta, Georgia area, is that correct?
Hotlanta, home of the Georgia
Atlanta,
Peaches.
That's right. Georgia Peaches, that's right. Home of the former Michael Vick, but we're not going to go down that road today. We're not
like
going down that
about,
road today.
Hey, I like those topics too.
Maybe someday we'll get back to that. Now, as I understand it, I'm over here in Central Ohio, and as I understand it, you spent some time in Ohio. Tell me a little bit about how you ended up from Ohio moving down to Hotlanta.
I am from the great state of Ohio, O-H and a dime. I'm originally born in Springfield, Ohio, raised in Dayton, Ohio. And all my family, of course, is from Ohio, and I ended up going to college up there at the University of Cincinnati. Got recruited out of college to go work down in Nashville, Tennessee, with a publishing company. And from that standpoint, my then boss started up a youth entrepreneurial training program called Youth About Business. I want to give them a plug, youthaboutbusiness.org. Teaching young people 10 to 18 years old how to start and run their own business, doing some excellent work here across the country. And I was the vice president of that company, and actually I got the bug. I got the bug teaching kids. I ended up getting the bug, and God said, hey, you need to start up an organization that helps professionals from across the country network and understand why that is even important. So that's how UrbanProfessionals.com got born and how we ended up getting down here to Atlanta, Georgia.
Gotcha. So what were you studying at the University of Cincinnati?
Psychology.
Oh, is that right? Is that right? Now, let me
yes,
ask
sir.
You, does that come in handy as you're dealing with the social networking site?
You better believe it. You better believe it, man. It's all about, hey, it's all about the mind. Everything's all about the mind, definitely.
That's exactly right. Now tell me let's talk a little bit about the details before we shift gears and get into more details about Urban Professionals. You said you were recruited out of UC to go to, were you working for Youth About Business?
Not then. I was working with Southwestern Publishing Company, which is one of the oldest companies in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And Southwestern is probably one of the largest employer of college students. These college students go out door to door selling books. And
okay.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you that training that I got going door to door, knocking on doors all over the country, was excellent training for me in terms of becoming an entrepreneur.
Gotcha. Now, I know you a little bit. I've had an opportunity to hang out with you a little bit, and you seem to be a guy who enjoys interacting with people. You enjoy the sales process. Now, how did you shift from psychology to kind of the sales and more social interacting with people at a different level? How did you make that shift?
Yeah, I mean, it was a natural shift for me, selling books, trying to knock on somebody's door. And, you know, the whole object of knocking on that door when I was selling books was you were trying to get inside that door. And in order to get inside someone's house, you've got to display some major trust. And so, yes, once again, my major was coming into full circle, because it was allowing me then to really put into act what it was I was studying.
Gotcha. Now, what made you decide to do a social network site? Because that's cutting edge stuff. And tell me, when did you start the company?
The company actually started, it was born in Nashville, Tennessee, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I was actually, in my former days, a party promoter. I was throwing parties, but my very first per se party really wasn't a party. It was a mixer called Jazznet, JazzNet, Jazz and Networking. And the whole purpose of that event was to get people to come out and network and do jazz. But that's when I was actually the vice president of the Youth About Business organization, and I was trying to raise money. So I was looking for data. I was looking for an entity to draw people out so that I could come back and talk to them about donating and sponsoring to help these kids get in this entrepreneurial training program. And so as a result of doing Jazznet, we started the First Friday in Nashville, Tennessee. So I am the originator of the First Friday of Nashville, Tennessee, which we still run to this day. But we were always about grabbing data. And then people were always asking me, because they knew I knew a lot of people, they were always asking me, hey, do you know anybody that does electrical? Hey, you know anybody that does graphic design? Hey, you know anybody that does whatever the case may be? I became this guy that people would always resource with. And so after a while, I said, hey, I'm giving away a lot of free information. I got to figure out how to monetize this.
Right. And now, for those of my listeners who may not know what First Friday is, because I do see kind of the connection and evolution to where you went. But for those of my listeners who may not know what First Friday is, tell us a little bit about what First Friday is.
First Friday actually started, to be honest with you, as a networking entity. There's a lot of stories behind it. The one that I accept mostly from all the ones I've heard that kind of that seem to coincide is that there was a group of IBMer New Yorkers in that worked for IBM, and they would get together at the first Friday of every month, and they would have do some networking, and then after a while they'd sit back and socialize. And so this turned into a national entity of First Fridays, and pretty much every top 20 city that you go to, there is a First Friday. Now they're very different from then. Exactly.
Right,
so
right.
Now what they are, they still do a little bit of networking, but they're pretty much just every first of the month you get together a whole bunch of white collar / blue collar people, and then they party. They have a good time. They pretty much have a good time at that point. So that First Friday was bore out of Urban Professionals, because what happened was people just wanted to party. They stopped wanting to do networking. And we needed an entity that was really serious about networking, and Urban Professionals became that entity.
Okay, so people continue to ask you, do you know a professional in this industry? Do you know a carpenter? Do you know an architect? They ask you these questions, and you held on to that information. And were you living in Nashville at the time?
That's correct.
Okay, so you decided to, you started it in Nashville.
That's correct. Uh huh.
Okay.
And we were really way ahead of MySpace, Facebook, Bebo, all these names that you hear now. We were way LinkedIn. We were way ahead of these guys.
Okay.
But at that point, we were charging for the membership. Now it's a free membership, but we were charging people to basically be on this. But because that was the only way to make money on the internet at that point, there wasn't the advertising model as it is now. So that's kind of how we got our start.
Okay. Okay. That leads me into a couple questions that I want to go into. One, I'll get back to the Facebook, Twitter question that I have, but tell me a little bit about the difficulty of starting a social networking site, because I imagine, you know, you start with the people you know and talk to them a little bit, but then how do you get that going? What are some of those difficulties that you encountered?
Well, you know, we had a little bit of, per se, an advantage from the standpoint of that when we started JazzNet, we started a snail mail database. We were mailing people invitations at that point. The email wasn't even around. And so we had a little bit of an advantage from the standpoint is that we were able to transfer that snail mail into an actual email database. And so from that standpoint, it gave us a lot of more of a jump, I guess you could say, on people who were just starting from scratch. And so we had almost a built-in customer base following us already. So that's what actually helped us ultimately become a little bit, I guess you could say, a little bit ahead of the curve on some people who were just starting off in general. And then we were doing something that people weren't accustomed to. We were doing business networking. And that's the difference. I want to make this kind of point clear because people use this social networking word a lot. But what we're doing is a little bit different. We're doing business networking, and that's a little bit away from just socializing online and finding who your old classmates are and those things. And we're trying to hook people up online that's saying, "Hey, I've got a product or a service. This is what I do. I would like to definitely, you know, connect with you because we have some synergy here or what have you." So we're trying to separate ourselves away from just social media into a more business media type entity.
Excellent. And how's the growth of your site going? How's that going for you?
Officially, we will in October we will have been up for a year.
Okay.
And so we've got about 3,300 members in our first year, which is it's not busting it out the water, but it's decent considering what it is we do. Our goal, of course, is to get to 5,000 before the end of this year. We think we're well within reach in our first year to have that kind of growth. And then from our first year of having 5,000, we'd like to try to triple our membership within the next 5 years, which would
be our
real goal.
That's great. Let me pause for just a minute here, Jerome. I see there's a caller on the line. Let me see if they want to ask a question or whether or not they're just listening. Hold on for a second. Hello, caller. You're on the line. Are you interested in asking a question or making a comment?
Hallelujah. Holla back, little homie.
Yes, sir. What's your name?
Randolph.
Randolph. How you doing, Randolph?
Get a revival with the company.
Okay, I guess I had a little bit of a crank caller. That's been a first experience for me. Jerome, you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was looking online and saw that you mentioned Facebook and MySpace. I was reading something earlier this week that I guess Facebook officially passed MySpace as the number one site in terms of social network. So it's Facebook, MySpace, and I think Twitter was running a distant third behind them, and LinkedIn was somewhere in the type 10 as well. How do you compete with those guys? What is your strategy Like you said, different from them. They're doing something social, mostly just social. You are strictly focused on business and connecting businesses together. What's your strategy in terms of interacting with those other social networking sites?
Well, to answer your first question, you know, we can't compete with MySpace, which of course was bought for $1 billion, and then here you got Facebook, you know, worth market cap, I think, last time they said was worth like $40 billion, something astronomical, and then they've got some kind of partnership, of course, with Bill Gates and Microsoft. So from that standpoint, I mean, we're not even in the ballpark. We wouldn't be let inside the ballpark in terms of competition with those guys. But what we do think we have over those entities is that we have a niche market. And our niche is business networking. We think that there is this huge pool of people that want to use the internet and get online to advertise their business and also to find service and products that support their business. And then also they want to find consumers to buy their products and services. So we're offering a kind of a combination package. We're offering consumers business products and services, and then we're also offering you the opportunity to our mantra. Now, I will be honest with you, though. Our mantra is network and play. So it isn't all about business to us, because one of the things that we understand is that you can also have fun and you can do business at the same time. You can do both of those. So we think we've got a little bit of a unique kind of niche, to be honest with you, and it's untapped. It really is. It truly is untapped.
That's great. Now, tell me a little bit about specifically, I guess, the services. If I want to go to urbanprofessionals.com, and I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, the site, urbanprofessionals.com, what sort of specific things can I put on there as a business owner?
You know, one again, I want to stress this. It is free. Everything on our website is free. Now, that's one of them catchwords these days.
But
you know, the beautiful thing about it is if you have a business or a product or service, you go in, you join for free, you load your picture, your profile, your logo, your company logo, your website, and that's sitting there so that other members and people who are looking at the site. And I want to say this, too, as a little sidebar. Alexa.com is the entity that basically ranks websites. So that ranking that you just talked about more than likely probably is an Alexa ranking when you say that Facebook just passed up MySpace. But our Alexa score, and this is real interesting, went from last year we were ranked about 4 million. And there are probably about 30 million websites in the world, at least. So we went from being ranked about 6 million. Our last ranking was 356,000. So we're moving. And we're moving. Every week we're going lower and lower, which is the goal. Our goal is to get into the top 100,000 websites, which is a very...
Now, that 356,000, that was within a week or this last month, or when was that?
No, that's been within a year. We've climbed that far within a year.
The last time I looked was
yesterday.
Okay, I got you. Okay, that's great. That's pretty incredible.
We keep our eye on that score because that score is indicative of web visitors. That's where it's counted at. So that means that people are looking at it. People are clicking on it, and so the reason why this free membership is important is because here you have an opportunity to freely advertise what you do, your product or your service. So you go in and join. If you've got a product, there's a section in there where you can put up your product or your service for free. If you have a flyer for your product, there's a section you can put your flyer for free. If you have a press release, there's a section where you can put your press release for free. So we're just trying to become we're trying to become a clearinghouse for information when it comes to looking for urban professionals. That's what our goal is, to be the clearinghouse.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. That level of service, advertising, flyers, I don't know of any other site where a business owner can do that. I don't know of any other site where you can do that. So you're basically able to do this because you have, I'm assuming you've got some sponsors who are on your site who are helping to keep your boat afloat, I'm assuming.
Well, at the end of the day, we are an advertising company as well. So we have a subsidiary company called Urban Marketing. And what we're able to do with urban marketing is aggregate all of that data, and we send out a weekly newsletter called the Urban Professional Communique.
Okay.
That what that consists of is content, national content. So we'll have the book of the week, quote of the week, car of the week, networking minute of, you know, we're just giving kind of really good information for the business person of today. And then with in between all of those content pieces are advertising. And some of it is members advertising their companies or events, and some of it's just people and companies that say, I want to use this as a place to get the word out about what it is I do. So at the end of the day, we keep the boat floating by bringing in advertising dollars.
Gotcha. Understood. Now, let me ask you this question, and I saved it for a little later in the interview. And you say an urban professional. Describe for me who your ideal client is.
Ideally, we really like the consumer to answer that question.
Okay.
If a person feels like they're urban and a professional, then they would, then they're always welcome under the urban professional banner. I think that it doesn't depend on education. I think it doesn't. It's not education specific. It's not gender specific. It's not race specific. It is strictly how a person sees themselves.
Gotcha.
And I think that, you know, it's an open invitation for a person that wants to increase their network, and that's all we've always been about. I just came from a luncheon of two members that just met each other online, didn't know each other from Adam. One's an attorney, one's an event planner. Found out that they actually live two blocks away from each other. And for some reason have a kindred spirit, and they called us, and now those two are actually helping head up our event called Cocktails and Connections, which is our offline event. I guess that segues you in there, huh?
Well, I'm going to get to I know that you are all about connecting online and offline, and I'm not ready to go there yet, but we're going to get to your offline activities because that is very important, and I think that's going to be one of the reasons that your group sustains itself because I don't know if you've heard of meetup.com.
Oh, yeah.
Which
definitely.
Is a big site, and their whole idea is that, yes, you can meet people online, but the real connections with people still need to be face-to-face. And so meetup.com is all about just helping find people who have similar interests and actually getting together physically in your physical location so that you can really cement that relationship. I think it's great that Urban Professionals has that offline component as well in order to make this a longer lasting entity. But before we go there, I wanted to one of the things that I like to do when I interview entrepreneurs on my show, I want it to be educational as well for my listeners, for people who may have already started their business, who are thinking of starting a business. So there might be somebody out there listening who's interested in starting a social networking site of some sort. And so I want to make sure I'm providing information to them as well, because you've done this, because you have the expertise. I'd like to ask you a few other questions about kind of the business of operating a social networking site. Now, sure. I know there have been some sites I've been to, and I know they have kind of used Ning.com as a backbone of their platform, and kind of used just Ning platform directly, and other people have kind of gone to a premium version of that. If you don't mind sharing, tell me a little bit about kind of your platform, the background of what is the meat and the guts of your site, if I can.
Now, I'm very familiar with Ning and what they do. And these guys actually, I mean, they blew up when they put that platform out there, because they made it so very easily for a person to basically, you know, control and start their own website with a basic template. What we wanted to do was a little bit different, because we're looking at this thing from a long-term perspective, and we didn't want a cookie-cutter application, because we wanted to stay dynamic in terms of what we could add and subtract to the site. So we custom built this site. All the pieces on our professionals, we brought in programmers from different places around the world to basically facilitate the building of an entity that had a lot of moving parts, different things that you could do with it, and different applications that you could actually add to it. And so from that perspective, it's a custom build, but it was built, the site was built to grow. In other words, it's very much so adaptable to any new technologies that come on the scene. And that's the way we wanted it. We wanted it to be very versatile in terms of what we were able to do with it. And so that platform that it is built on allows us to increase the size, bandwidth, whatever we need to do. Is we built it for the future. Let me say it like that.
Okay. That makes complete sense to me. And I've heard similar things from other people that, you know, using, I guess, a standard-type platform limited them in terms of everything that they could do with their site. So that's great that you're thinking about the future in terms of the expansion of your site. Now, I have asked this question because, and I've noticed some things that you've done and changed some things with regard to, call them scammers and spammers. Go to any networking site out there, and one of them, well, I used to be on MySpace. I no longer am on MySpace because all I was getting was spam. So I had to shut that off. How I imagine that it's very much a challenge for anybody who's operating any type of social site. What are you guys doing to control the amount of scammers and or spammers who might try to visit your site? What are you doing to control that?
One of the things that we're always trying to do is interact immediately with the members. What this allows us to do is, one, you know, there's such sophisticated technology out here that no sites are really immune to. From the standpoint that there are actually ways in which computers can actually go up and sign what would look like a real person up to your site.
Right.
And then once inside, able to wreck all kinds of havoc once they get in there. So, I mean, one of the things, you know, when you start to build these kind of sites, you have to be security-minded first. I mean, that's the integrity of the people's data and integrity of the actual people is strictly dependent upon your security measures. So that's a real serious thing to us. So, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is monitor movement from the front end to the back end with members. And then we also have put in, you know, some self-checks that allow the members to basically police the site as well. And I think that you know, to be honest with you, that's the best method. If you've got your members interacting and watching right. places where you can't watch and reporting on things that you can't see, it goes back to, you know, I'm old school with it. It goes back to the old neighborhood watch.
right. That's good. So your group is pretty close-knit in that if they see somebody on there who's obviously just in there trying to, you know, spam, trying to scam, that your members will then notify your webmaster saying, you know, this person is not legit. We want to keep this place pure, for lack of a better word. So we're going to report this person. You get a pretty
exactly.
good participation in that regard.
And this is one of those organizations that you can get kicked out of. We're not like the church. We can kick you out.
Right. You got to go if you misbehave. I completely understand that. Now, we talked about it earlier, and we're gonna kind of shift there a little bit. That okay, you've got the online interaction with all of your urban professionals from all over the country, and you guys also do several offline events, and I want to talk about them one at a time. The one you mentioned earlier, and one I had opportunity to participate in, is your Cocktails and Connections event. And I know you've been having them all over the country. And if you would just tell us a little bit about what that event is all about, and what cities have you been doing it in? Have you had an opportunity to hit every city you want to so far? So tell a little bit about Cocktails and Connections.
Cocktails and Connections. I am super excited about Cocktails and Connections because it truly is one of the best speed networking events in the country. Speed networking, just like you would think of speed dating, but this would be from a business standpoint, allows people to come in, meet a lot of good quality people in a relatively short amount of time, and walk out with 20 to 25 brand new contacts. I challenge anybody to be able to do that at some of the events that you currently attend, because this right here forces a lot of good positive interaction amongst good professional quality people. That event this year got a chance to be hosted in Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, where we're at. And we have actually three more cities on deck this year that we want to get knocked off, and that is Jacksonville, Florida, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Chicago, Illinois, the Windy
excellent,
City.
Excellent. Yes, indeed. Those are good. I had the opportunity, as you know, to host one of the events in Columbus.
Yeah.
In terms of being an MC there, and the turnout was phenomenal, and it was just so exciting to see so many professionals getting together. We just had the second event a few weeks ago in Columbus, and many people came back for a second helping, and I am staying in connection with the people that I met there, and I know that all of the executive members there in Columbus, Tracy White, Rob Avery, Kevin Kent, I know I'm going to miss a whole bunch of names. You could probably name a few for me. I know
Rob
all
Avery,
of those gentlemen.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I know all of those gentlemen are still in touch with the people that they have met, and the group in Columbus has committed that they are going to keep it going, keep people interacting with one another, and make sure they have lasting connections, and they're not just a one-time meet, that they stay in touch with those folk and those connections. Good. So that's excellent that you're going to be in all the cities.
And I want to thank you for hosting and doing an excellent job of hosting both of those events in Columbus. You never doubt the power of an excellent MC in order to make the crowd feel good, help them understand exactly why they're there, And I just wanted to tell you that you've done a marvelous job, man, doing that both times.
I appreciate that so much. And if you would, just make sure you let me know when you have the Cocktail and Connection scheduled in Jacksonville, Florida, Charlotte, and Chicago, because I'll make sure that I mention it on this show as well, so that we keep the word out there and get as many people as we can to participate in those events.
Now, be careful now. Be careful, because we'll end up trying to recruit you to come down there and be the MC for one of those events as well.
well, I'm open to that conversation. We could talk about that some other time. I'm open to that. We could talk about doing that perhaps. I'd be glad to do it if you want me to do that.
Sure.
The other event that I wanted to talk about, and I just happened to go on the site, I was unable to attend your weekend getaway. I believe
yes.
You had one in Savannah, Georgia at the end of July, and I had an opportunity to look at some video that you took. I guess you guys were hanging out on the beach. Tell me a little bit about the concept of your weekend getaway, because it's a little different from Cocktails and Connection and Speed Networking. It's a whole nother type of event. Tell me a little bit about that.
Let me tell you about how that event actually originated.
Okay.
We initially were taking people skiing.
Okay.
Beginners. Yeah, beginners. People who had never skied. We started taking them about 6 years ago. Let's go up to the mountains, the Smoky Mountains, to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and let's try this skiing thing. Let's see what it's all about. And the thing got successful, and it got bigger and bigger every year. And finally, after the fifth year, someone said, after the trip was over, said, "Man, we had so much fun skiing. What are we doing next?" And so out of that question, we started the Urban Professionals Weekend Getaway. And we started that last year, had about almost 300 people from all over the country come out to Savannah, Georgia. And I'm telling you, we had a blast. And so the end of July, we did it for the second time. And we had an even better time and a better group came out, and we just kicked back and relaxed, and we played on the beach and Beach Olympics. We had a pajama jam. We had a comedy show. We had a white party. I mean, we just enjoyed one another and had a great, great time. And that's what Urban Professionals is about. And I'm going to tell you this too, Dino. My favorite time of that weekend, to be honest with you, we have fun at all the parties and the beach games, but my favorite time is when people produce themselves and tell where they're from, where they live at, and what they do. And I'm going to tell you, it is amazing to see the caliber of people that come out to these events just to have fun. But what happens once we introduce them, a person goes, "Hey, I'm a teacher. You're a teacher. Hey, we need to hook up. Hey, you're a lieutenant colonel in the Army. I'm a lieutenant colonel in the Navy. We need to talk." I mean, these connections that are made on a personal and professional level that carry beyond this trip is what we're most proud of.
That's wonderful. I think it was with regard to networking, and I hope I don't misquote this, I think it was Harvey McKay and maybe somebody else who talks about networking, but somebody said that people do business with those that they know and those that they like. And so I think it's great that you are creating or have already created an atmosphere where people can get to know one another on a personal level so that it's a no-brainer to do business with this person. It's like, I know this person. I've hung out with them on the beach. I've gone skiing with them. I've interacted with them at a networking event. And so doing business with them is an easy next step to take. So I think it's great that you've created that atmosphere so that people can get to know one another. Now, are you still doing the ski event? You still doing the ski event?
Yes. Yes. In fact, we will be actually starting the full-fledged promotion for the ski trip next week, and it's going to be January 22nd through the 24th, again, at Gatlinburg. I don't know if anyone's been to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. It is gorgeous, beautiful place to go to. And we go up there, and we have a blast. So we'll be, yes, we'll be promoting that new trip. Dino, we have to get you out there. We have to get you to come with us and bring your balance with you.
Now, I don't ski. I actually snowboard. You guys let snowboard?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, we have snowboard. You would have a chance. Yes, sir.
I'm probably too old to be doing it, but I'm doing it anyway.
Never too old. Yeah. Anybody wants to snowboard? We have a lot of people that say, hey, I don't want to try skiing first. I like to snowboard. That's an opportunity. We have a comedy show up there. We do a theme party up there, an 80s. 80s
okay.
theme party. And then we do also the pajama jam. It is a fun, exciting weekend. It has sold out the past 2 years. I mean, people look forward to this trip. So
excellent.
Please, we would love to have anybody who wants to try skiing for the first time or just wants to be around a good group of people. Come and hang out with us.
Right.
You can sit by the fire. We don't mind that.
That's great. So January 22nd to 24th, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Anybody who wants to find out more information, just go to urbanprofessionals.com and get signed up so that you can receive all the emails associated with that.
That's correct.
So going back to the weekend getaways, is that an annual event?
That is an annual event. Next year, headed to Hilton Head, South Carolina. We've got a property that sits right on the ocean that is incredible. Labor Day weekend, we're going to go. We're all going to head that way. You walk out of this hotel, you are immediately on the beach. Wonderful. It's beautiful.
That's good stuff. We'll keep our eyes out for that as well. So shifting kind of back to the business side of things, I know you said you'd like to have at least 5,000 members by the end of this year, and I'm sure you are going to achieve that goal. What other plans got, I guess, long-term for Urban Professionals?
We really, our ultimate goal is to get enough urban professional folks, like-minded folks together in this membership, and then begin the process of really doing some serious economic development with one another. It is much easier for us to do things together, and these economic times are really causing us to really have to work much better than we have in the past with each other. We would love to basically take this group of urban professionals and put them in a private kind of investment corporation and take each other's strengths financially, resource-wise, and combine it into a corporation that will allow us to ultimately do something, really huge. And that's when it gets into more so legacy building, us leaving something behind for the next generation. And so that's our long-term goal. We really, really want to do something with this group. We can network all day long, and we love that, but we really want to do some economic development, Dino.
That's good. I mean, it makes sense to me. I think I've seen some things where you've been working on trying to pull some people together in terms of starting that process now. People are working on some smaller type projects, so I think that's great. If that's where you'd like to head. Now, we're with regard to your organization. Are you a large organization, a small organization? What sort of employee base or organization size base do you have?
No, we're a very small entity from that perspective. Two full time and one part time. Person in terms of staff. But the beautiful thing about what we do is from our membership base, we get a chance to pull people who just see the vision of what we do, and they just roll their sleeves up, and they help us like you wouldn't believe. I mean, the Columbus Cocktails and Connections is an incredible thing. You've probably got 35 to 40 people that work on that in some form or fashion. And that right there, it proves to you that, one, networking does work, and that when we all pitch in a little bit, we can become successful in whatever it is we attempt to do, and that's a beautiful thing. And so we from our organizational standpoint, we're one of those internet companies that is always basically trying to seek funding. I mean, we're not immune to this, what's going on out here in the economy, at all. So we're always trying to figure out innovative ways to increase revenues, because we do need to be a much bigger organization and try to cover more national ground, because that is truly what we're trying to be as a national corporation.
Understood. I have, Jerome, I've got a caller calling in from 513 area code. Let me see if they want to ask a question or make a comment. Let me check in with them just a second. Hello, caller calling in from 513. You want to make a comment or ask a question?
Hey, Dino, this is KY.
Hey, KY, how's it going?
Real good. I just joined in late, so I don't have a question. I just need to catch up real quick.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you being on the call here.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, Jerome, this has been a great time talking to you. Another thing that I always like to ask my guests, because you are an entrepreneur, and some of the folk who may be listening to the call, who may listen to the recording at a later time, may be new in a business, may be considering taking that leap. Would you like to give some advice to new entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs about starting a social networking business or any other business? What are your top two or three words of advice you would like to give to those folks?
First and foremost, I think that you've got to be passionate about whatever it is you're starting. You can't be just totally financially driven, because you've got to be able to attach your what you do with something deeper than money, because money may not come initially. So that word passion is a pretty serious word, and you think about it, it's for me, it's something that you buried really deep in your heart, something that people always say, hey, I'd do this, even if I had to do it for free. A lot of people use that. But this is something that you're driven by, that really motivates you, gets you up, gets you excited. I think you got to be passionate about whatever entity it is you choose. I think you got to be deliberate, be very deliberate. I think that, I was in corporate America. I had entrepreneurial spirit, and it was itching. It was always itching in me. I made good money in corporate America. It was cool while it lasted, but I think you got to be deliberate when you make that jump, is what I call. Making the jump to make it because you're tired is not good. You have to plan this thing out. You got to save that money. You got to get that business plan in order. You got to get all the entities and all your ducks lined up before you make that leap. Don't make it too soon, and don't make it too late. And don't not make it if you want to make it. Either way, those are the two things. The other thing is, as much as you can, stack enough money away, and try to capitalize your business as much as you can, because passion doesn't pay the bills.
passion doesn't put any food on the table, huh?
No, sir. I mean, you got to couple it. You got to couple the passion with some dollars, so that you can really make your dreams come true. And help. And it's about helping people too. I mean, you got to have that kind of spirit. Zig Ziglar said, "If you help enough people get what they want, you'll automatically get what you want." I believe that.
That's right. I agree wholeheartedly that you gotta have a mindset of service and provide the thing people want. So be passionate, be prepared, and make sure you set aside some money. Those are great advice. We've got about 10 minutes here before we wrap up the show, Jerome, but I wanted to make sure that people are aware of what you're doing again. Folk in Jacksonville, folk in Charlotte, North Carolina, folk in Chicago, be on the lookout for cocktails and connections hosted and sponsored by Urban Professionals. January 22nd, 24th in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, the group is going to have an online ski trip. Make sure you look out for that. And then next year sometime they're going to be at Hilton Head, South Carolina, doing another one of their weekend getaway. So if you have not joined UrbanProfessionals.com, make sure you go there and sign up for all of that free stuff that Jerome is providing for business owners. It's pretty incredible that you are doing all that for free. I think that's wonderful. Now, I don't know if I've hit on everything that you might have wanted to talk about. Is there anything else with regard to promotion that you want to make sure that you get out to all of our listeners?
Just that I don't want people to not understand that how important it is to be a part of some kind of organization that allows you to network yourself and network what it is you do. And it doesn't make a difference if you're not an entrepreneur or if you are an entrepreneur. You still need to increase your network. I think that, you hear it all the time, your network determines your net worth. A lot of that is very true. So I just want to encourage people that, hey, if it isn't Urban Professionals, maybe it's, the Chamber of Commerce, or maybe it's the Rotary Club, the Lions Club, whatever. You need to be a part of an organization that you're always trying to meet new people, network yourself, and progress yourself.
That's wonderful. I would like to just take a moment to talk a little bit about my show coming up next week. Next week is kind of, I'll call it Speaker Week. Last week I spoke to a speaker. Next week I'm going to be speaking to another speaker, a gentleman by the name of Darren, Croy, who is a nationally known humor speaker, and he's going to be on the line talking about how to market your speaking business. So those of you listening in, you can get on the web, or you can call in at area code 347-215-9277 and listen in to the Joe Herbert Show Everyday Hero. Again, Jerome, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, man, to speak with us and share with us about your business and all of your goals and all of your plans. And I want to thank you for taking the time and pulling together your site. I've been encouraged by it. I've met a lot of great people through it.
Hey, I want to thank you for doing what it is you do and having given us the opportunity to come on your great show and let us know what we can do to help promote you and what you do, because this is very positive, very, very good, solid information that you're always giving out. And anytime you want us to come back and share with you again, just let us know, and we are going to try to recruit you probably to come help us out with some more of those cocktails and connections, MCs.
Not a problem, and we will definitely have you back on probably closer to the time of your next event, just to make sure we get the word out. As far as we can, we'd be glad to hear, come bring you back and hear where you are with regard to meeting your goals. I definitely think it's something that should continue to promote, and I enjoy your company, so I'll definitely have you back on.
Appreciate you, Dino.
Not a problem. So with that, thank you all for listening to the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Make your day a great one.